Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the paternity test. The paternity test. Now, in society, there is a very simple way to determine paternity. There are blood tests and DNA tests that can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt who a person's real father is. Even though the birth certificate may say one thing and the mother may say one thing, the paternity test is the way to determine for sure who is the real daddy. Well, in business, my friends, I like to say that everyone needs a father. Unfortunately, there are many businessmen and women walking around with absentee fathers. They don't even know who their business father is. They don't have an understanding or a connectivity, and because of that, they're not winning. My friends, I like to submit to you that a father is simply the central figure in the origin of a thing. For example, Henry Ford is the father of the automotive industry. Alexander Graham Bell is the father of the telephone industry. And Bob Kahn is considered the father of the internet. The question I have for you, my friend, is who is your father in business? Who is key or central to you starting and continuing on the journey and quest that you're on? I'd like to say to you, my friends and neighbors, that there is a simple way to determine who your real father is in business. And all we have to do is outline it in our test acronym. Yes, my friends and neighbors, these are the four key elements that outline who your business father is. And we're going to outline the first two today. That T in our test acronym simply asks the question, who trains you? Yes, my friends and neighbors, in business, that person who assumes a role as father is the one who trains you. Although I have 6 biological children, in business, I have hundreds. There are people all over the country that I personally train. I am committed to their success, and training is a process in and of itself. Let's outline what goes into training so that you can have a better understanding of who your business father is. First, my friends, training is the art of teaching. This is when someone takes the time to teach you what they know and then teach you what you need to know. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you have a teacher, that's one way to determine who your business father is. Who's teaching you? Who is giving you the information that is filling your mind with positivity and good things? Then that next component of what training is, it's reinforcement. This is when you have a leader, a mentor, a father, as it were, that simply reinforces the good lessons you've learned from others and also lives as a great example for you. See, one of the greatest ways that fathers reinforce for their children is their lifestyles. See, if you've got a father in business, this is somebody you look up to. You watch his patterns. You watch the way that he handles business. You watch his discipline, his work ethic, so forth and so on. And that reinforces to you all the principles that you need to adopt. The other component of training, my friends, is that training also includes assessment. You see, a good father will provide you feedback on progress. I've got some mentees in the North Carolina area, and they know that I'm going to give them feedback every time they send me some information. I'm going to watch and I'm going to see how well they operate, and I'm going to make sure that I'm providing them with feedback. The person who is assessing you, providing you with that feedback, that's the person that you can say he qualifies as father. Also, inspecting, that's another aspect of training. This is the person that holds you accountable, that doesn't always tell you what you want to hear, but tells you what you need to, that's going to ask you the hard questions, sometimes complimentary, sometimes critical, but that inspection is going to take place nonetheless. Then there's also nurturing. Fathers are known for treating their children with love and kindness and respect and courtesy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you've identified the person who teaches, reinforces, assesses, inspects, and nurtures you, then that's one key to determining who your father is in business. There's another key, my friends, because the father in business also empowers you. Yes, my friends, it was my daddy who taught me how to drive. And see, empowerment is one of those things that says when I'm gone, you can still do things. When I'm not around, you still have the ability to function. That I'm going to put things in you that will remain in you no matter where I go or where you go. That's the essence of empowerment, my friends. I always say that it carries three E's of empowerment, or encouragement, education, and equipment. See, encouragement says that nobody will be empowered until they are encouraged. You know, the father makes you feel good, doesn't he? That father is the one that reaches in his pocket and pulls out some candy and says, here, have a little bit. I know it's late, but I want you to have this. The father encourages. The father tells you you can when the world says you can't. The father tells you you're going to make it when everybody says you're not good enough. The father says, don't worry about the naysayers. I'm in your corner. Yes, my friends and neighbors, empowerment first begins with encouragement. So if you're looking to be someone's business father, I would ask you to assess how well you encourage. Then fathers also are prone to education. Now, education differs from training because training is specific to the task at hand. Education is simply the art of becoming well-rounded in knowledge. This is the acquisition of certifications, like soft skill certifications, the distinctions and other information-based credentials that you can acquire. Fathers do that. They're the ones that's going to make sure that you go to school, get your diploma, get your degree, keep on going and earn all of the things that you can earn because education is what's important. So yes, my friends, if you want to empower those around you, first make sure they're encouraged by you, then make sure they're educated through you, that you're providing access to resources that help them grow, and last but not least, make sure that you're equipping them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is simply giving you access to the tools you need. My dad was great at giving me the equipment I need growing up as a kid. He was the one that took care of my school supplies, my physicals for sports, my lunch money, my new clothes. My mother was a stay-at-home mom. My dad worked all the time, and what he made sure that I had was all the equipment I needed in order to excel as I was growing up. By the same token, my friends, if you are a father to someone in business, they're going to need your advice. They're going to need your mentorship. They're going to need you to equip them with connections and partnerships before they can call you father. Yes, my friends and neighbors, fathers encourage, they educate, and they equip. I ask you, take the paternity test. Consider all these elements and ask yourself the question, who is my father? And if you're looking for a father in business, my friends, we can have those further conversations. Listen, I hope you enjoy this training segment, and I can make you one guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.